From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, another Islamic State beheading. Japan and the United States have condemned Islamic State extremists for the apparent beheading of a Japanese journalist. Came hours after a grisly internet video showed the execution. Islamic State militants had threatened to kill Kenji Goto and a Jordanian military pilot if Jordan did not release an Iraqi prisoner on death row in Jordan for her role in a deadly 2005 bombing in Amman. Islamic State fighters facing Kurdish troops and allied air support on Saturday acknowledged defeat and retreated from the key Syrian border city of Kobani after months of fighting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking in Boston on Saturday, said taking Kobani was a strategic and symbolic objective in the battle against the Islamic State militants. African Union is moving forward with a request for a military force to stop the spread of the Boko Haram insurgency in West Africa. Speaking at the AU summit in Addis Ababa on Saturday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the decision to form a regional front against the Islamist group.
Like Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and ISIS, all these terrorists, they have committed unspeakable brutality against humanity. Not a single country, even the regional countries, cannot handle this alone.
The AU leaders also discussed the economic recovery of countries affected by the Ebola outbreak. The worst outbreak of Ebola in history has seen nearly 9,000 deaths in a year, almost all of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists ended Saturday without a deal. The talks in Minsk were held as heavy fighting continued at the crossroads in the town of Dobrotseve on the border between Donetsk and Lugansk, the two regions and the rebels are claiming. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
With rebel forces on three sides of Dobrotseve, civilians were fleeing to the north on the one government-controlled road, still within range of rebel artillery. On Friday, Ukraine lost 15 troops, according to the defense minister, with 30 injured. Overnight, the rebel-held city of Donetsk took heavy shelling, with one death reported. In a VOA interview, the governor of the Donetsk region, Ukrainian Army General Alexander Kikhtenko, said at least 280,000 people have been displaced in his area since the rebels launched their offensive in early January, and that number grows larger every day. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kramatorsk, Ukraine.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said Saturday the nation faces a long fight to defeat Islamist extremists after a series of attacks on security forces in the Sinai Peninsula. At least 30 security personnel were killed in Sinai Thursday in multiple assaults. Officials say the insurgents' weapons were aimed at a military base and a hotel where police and military officers lived. The Islamic State group's affiliate in Egypt claimed responsibility for those attacks. Former Governor Mitt Romney of the U.S. state of Massachusetts says he will not be running for president in 2016. VOA's Jim Malone has details.
Mitt Romney lost to President Barack Obama in the 2012 election and also ran for his party's nomination in 2008. But Romney told supporters Friday he will not be in the mix for 2016. Some Romney supporters and fundraisers had indicated they want to support former Florida Governor Jeb Bush next year should he decide to run. Romney's decision could help Bush, says analyst John Fortier.
Jeb Bush is a very strong candidate, has a lot of support within the party, within the establishment part of the party.
Giving me such a welcome.
Romney said it was best to give other leaders in the party a chance to run for president in 2016, including New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Madrid on Saturday, the biggest show of support yet for the new austerity party, Podemos, which has been drawing comparisons to Greece's new ruling party, Syriza. Podemos, which means we can, emerge just a year ago, but already is poised to shake up the country's traditional two-party system.
That's the latest world news from VOA.